JSE-listed company Vukile Property Fund released their annual results today. For the 12 months ended March 2020, the company reported achieving total revenue of 3.4 billion rand compared to 2.8 billion rand in the year prior. Profits available for distribution rose to 1.8 billion rand from just shy of 1.7 billion before. This translates to a 3.2% increase in distributable earnings per share at 187.25 a share. However, the company has not declared yet whether it's going to pay a dividend. To discuss their results further, I'm joined on the line by Lawrence Rapp. He's the CEO of the Vukile Property Fund. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for joining us. So how would you characterize the performance, of your property portfolio in the period under review?
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. Look, we were absolutely delighted with the performance of the portfolio. This is to the year ended March 2020, so important just to also realize that these are numbers pre-COVID.
Yes.
For both the South African and the Spanish portfolio. And in a sense, you know, fortunate that the year end, ended then. Spain went into lockdown around mid-March and South Africa towards the end of March. So the numbers that we have put forward are really very, very strong numbers in both jurisdictions. And driven by strong property fundamentals, from both portfolios.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the Spanish market. We know that it's a big market for you. You've gone big there. And of course, it was one of the hardest hit European countries in terms of the pandemic. How did that impact your business when it, when it hit, especially when they went into lockdown? And subsequent to that, what has business been like? Because we know that they have sort of gone back to business as usual.
Absolutely. I think there are a number of important points there, So we certainly did get hit first as Vukile because of our Spanish exposure. But by the same token, Spain has come out of it to a large degree. You know, if you look at infection rates having come down quickly, and stabilized since the end of May. So to a large degree, Spain is now getting back to normal. And in fact, the whole environment they talk about is the new normality that they're in. The months of April and May were very hard lockdowns. Really, everything was shut down, so quite a dramatic impact on the business.
Mm.
But towards the back end of May, we were able to open 12 out of 16 of our shopping centres, and the balance opened a couple of weeks later. So everything is now open. And I must say, we have been quite encouraged with what we're seeing since opening. Footfall is probably back to about 65% of where it was pre-COVID. But we are seeing and getting feedback from our center managers and store managers of better spend coming through. So we're seeing a higher conversion rate from shoppers and higher spend per head.
Hmm.
And simply what we're seeing is that when people are taking the time to go shopping, it's a very focused shopping trip where they're going to spend perhaps more as opposed to a general trip to the mall to go and browse and see what's there.
Mm.
So we expect that the spend will be up on the footfall, but certainly, the current performance is ahead of our initial expectations.
Right. So in the period under review, how did your South African property portfolio perform? We know by then the economy was already in struggle mode.
Absolutely. And I think it's in the context of that very difficult economy, which really must have been the toughest year in a decade, where the results were spectacular. So we had trading density growth of 5.1% when taking into account our asset management initiatives. We were able to lower vacancies to 2.9%. We had an 84% tenant retention. We still achieved positive reversions. And we had a retail like-for-like net income growth of 6%. So I think all in all, the team did a spectacular job in a very, very challenging economic environment.
Mm. So what's the position post the lockdown? Okay, we're still in lockdown at a certain level, but we know that, malls have opened up and so on and so forth. And we have heard stories about some tenants turning around, retail tenants in particular, turning around and saying, look, we haven't had revenue. We're not in a position to pay rent. And, there's talk of court cases and so on and so forth. Have you not been affected by this sort of thing?
No, we haven't. Vukile has taken a very cooperative approach in dealing with our tenants. We always believe that it's a partnership between ourselves and tenants. And, the proof is in the eating. Of our top 20 tenants who really account for all the major nationals and account for 56% of our rent. We've already closed 95% of the deals. So we've done 19 out of 20 of our top 20. There's only one deal that's still outstanding. Largely back to paying full rent as of the month of June. So the lockdown really was around April and May. We gave about 108 million rand worth of concessions across that period. Roughly half of that, or just under half of that, went to the SME sector, which makes up only about 20% of our tenant base. So really a disproportionate contribution from our side to help the SMEs. And that's really understanding that they need our help to survive. And, you know, we've been able to get through that. So when I look at the trading environment, South Africa has been absolutely fantastic. Footfall is at about 70% of where it was pre-COVID. But if I look at our trading densities across the portfolio, we're sitting at about 104% of where we were in May last year. So in other words, we're 4% up on last year, May on May. And that is tremendous. So we've seen a very strong recovery, you know, coming from the portfolio. Our rural portfolio is doing particularly well, followed by our value centers. We're definitely seeing customers shopping down, looking for value for money. Our township and commuter malls doing very well. And then our urban centers, which only comprise about 15% of the portfolio, are the ones that are maybe coming off a little bit slower.
Yes.
But on the portfolio as a whole, we're ahead of where we were in May last year.
So when you look at the impact of COVID-19, let's talk specifically about the South African market. How do you think this is going to change the retail landscape? And obviously, guys like yourselves will have to dovetail around that.
Yeah, I think, you know, if your question is referring to sort of do I see long-term changes in shopping patterns, et cetera?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I really think that it's way too soon to be calling those kinds of changes, and especially in the market that we operate in. You know, we sort of are more mid to lower income malls. Yes, we understand more people have used online shopping at this period, but we absolutely do not see this as a secular shift away from what has happened historically. We always talk about the fact that we are moving into an omni-channel world, where online and offline have to coexist, because that is the best outcome for the retailer. And I think we are very well set up to handle that. But I believe that sort of any predictions about the end of retail and all people doing their shopping online, especially in South Africa and especially in the market we operate in, are grossly exaggerated and misplaced.
Perhaps. So for shareholders who are listening, what's the story with the dividend? Are they getting a final dividend for this financial year or not?
Well, the question really depends on the feedback we get from the National Treasury and the JSE. And this sort of is consultation that's being led by the SA REITs Association. It's not Vukile specific. And the reason why one is looking into it is because in order to keep REIT status, a REIT has to pay out 75% of its income as a dividend.
Right.
But where South African REITs differ from international REITs is the money that you withhold, in a sense, your 25%, you pay tax on it. Now, we have made dispensation as SA REIT to National Treasury and to the JSE to see whether or not there would be a dispensation saying, given the uncertainty about the COVID environment, given the need for REITs to bolster their balance sheets collectively as a sector, would there be a dispensation around the REIT payout ratio and then the need not to pay tax?
Right.
And at the moment, we still are waiting for feedback. So we've taken the view that it's prudent to withhold that decision until such time as we get clarity from National Treasury and the JSE on this particular point.
I hear you. Lawrence, thank you so much for your time, sir, and giving us some insights as to what's happening at Vukile. That was Lawrence Rapp. He's the CEO at Vukile Property Fund.